is Saucony Sketchbook, starring Johnny Green and his orchestra, that well-known writer Christopher Morley, and our sensational singing discovery from the West Coast, Virginia Vero.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Johnny Green at the piano, welcoming you once again to our new review, the Saucony Sketchbook. But before we open it, there's one thing I'd like to say. Your host is Saucony, host also to millions of motorists, and your ticket of admission is friendship. Saucony's business is rendering helpful service to motorists, and we hope that whenever, wherever you travel, you'll let the Flying Red Horse be your guide to the friendly service of Saucony. But the sketchbook is opening. And on page one, we find the orchestra going a mile a minute. Contribution to our sketchbook comes from the land of sunshine, motion pictures, and real estate salesmen, California. Ladies and gentlemen, presenting our charming 18-year-old star who has traveled all the way from the coast to join our show, Virginia Vero. For her first number, Miss Vero is going to sing a brand new ballad entitled How Can I Hold You Close Enough?
Written by the pianist-composer, Johnny Green.
Oh, well, that's right, Virginia, though I wasn't going to mention it.
What do you mean you weren't going to mention it? You know, Don, you were just trying to work it in gracefully.
Well, you can't blame a fellow for trying.
Well, don't look so glum about it, Johnny. I love you just the same.
Well, that sounds interesting. Go ahead and tell me about it, Virginia, in your own words.
Oh, no, Johnny, I'd rather sing it to your music.
Night till your lips have brought a moon to the sky. can I make my love for you strong enough to hold you close enough to me?
Show moves on, and on the next page of our sketchbook, we make a discovery. Did you know that Lulu's back in town? You didn't? All right. The Eaton boys will tell you all about it.
Gotta get my old tuxedo pressed. Gotta sew a button on my vest. Cause tonight I've gotta look my best. Lulu's back in town. Gotta get a half a buck somewhere. Gotta shine my shoes and slick my hair. Gotta get myself a boutonniere. Lulu's back in town. You can tell all my friends, all my Harlem coquettes, Mr. Otis regrets that he won't be around.
If they're looking,
you can tell the mailman not to call. I ain't coming home until the fall, and I might not get back home at all. Lulu's back in town.
Say, who's this Lulu that they rave about? What she got makes everyone shout.
A rag, a bone,
a hank of hair.
Put them all together and you better beware.
What's this gal got on the ball? She's just a human, what makes them all fall?
Oh, I like Garbo.
I like Quack.
We like Lulu, she's the best, my pet. Gotta get my old tuxedo pressed. Gotta throw a button on my bed. Tonight I've gotta try to look the very best. Lulu, back in town. Gotta get a half a buck somewhere. Gotta shine my shoes and slick my hair. I gotta get going, get myself a boat in there. Lulu, back in town. You can tell all my friends, all my Harlem coquettes, Mr. Otis regrets that he won't be around. You can tell the mailman not to call. I ain't coming home until the fall. I might not never get the moment all at all.
Cause I gotta see Lulu.
You know, when a man has written such books as The Haunted Bookshop, Where the Blue Begins, Thunder on the Left, and Human Being, to mention only a few, he really needs no introduction. So without further preamble, friends, I want you to meet Christopher Morley.
While Johnny Green was playing, I was thinking of a musical instrument I had once, which caused surprise, even leaps and capers, among a good many people. It was a French horn, but I don't mean the curly brass trumpet they play in orchestras. I mean a French automobile horn with a rubber bulb and a double cry. A strong, mellow chord on the exhale and a sort of asinine bray of despair on the in. Mine had a particularly musical and admonitory voice, courteous but full of passion. It was what the French call a corps de chasse, a horn of chase. And it gave rather a suggestion of King Louis XIV hunting the wild boar in the forest of Fontainebleau. Or perhaps coursing some defaulting baron who hadn't paid his taxes. It was one of the first wind instruments of that sort that had ever been heard in Nassau County, Long Island. People who were about to cross the road changed their minds and stayed on the same side of the street for years afterward. Perhaps it was a bit of an anticlimax that this blowing of the mort, this royal volley of sound, this bugle of Ivanhoe and Richard the Lionhearted, was followed only by the steadily rumbling passage of our old dowager sedan, Diana of the Crossways. Well, the years went by and the time came when we had to sell Diana. With a sad heart, I drove her to one of those places where it says, your cash is waiting for you. Have you ever sold an old, well-loved car? Then I needn't harrow your feelings. The obsolescent chariot exchange was pretty contemptuous. They said they'd have to spend a lot of money to make her look like a New York City car. I realized then how much more I was selling than just an old sedan. There went with her thousands of miles of sun and snowstorm, never to be retraced. There went the motor parkway in autumn sherry and scarlet, the wayside jugs of cider, the blazing lamps at dusk. There went hot noons of picnic, thunderstorms on the beach, children scrambling into their clothes on the back seat. There went evenings at Berkshire Inns, salt northeast rain on the Rhode Island shore, and terror crossing the 59th Street Bridge in streams of traffic, where eases the edge of the eye, and the driver daren't look aside. Well, we filled in the bill of sale. The used car dealer wrote down an odd phrase, for one and other dollars, he wrote. Suppose I sell her to someone over in Jersey, he said. It's better if he don't know what I paid for her. That's fair enough, I thought. I didn't brood about it. I was anxious to get the painful business over. You're not in a hurry for cash, are you? He said. I'll give you my note, 60 days, and you'll have the money in nice time for Christmas. That sounded all right to me. It would be handy to have some cash in December. So I left her there with a mechanic looking her over. I didn't even remove the horn. I thought, why give extra trouble to this generous fellow who's so thoughtful about my Christmas? I went off down the street, and as I turned the corner, faint and far behind me through the Broadway tumult, I heard that familiar mellow blast. There was the proud bravura of the expelled cord, then the regretful wail of the intake, the last cry of her faithful heart, as though she was saying, well, never mind what she was saying. She was trying to warn me. She was right. Maybe the used car man meant next Christmas.
Well, that was swell, Chris. Ladies and gentlemen, a little later, Chris Morley is going to take us to some of his favorite haunts. Right now, we turn the pages of our sketchbook to a romantic boy and girl picture as Marjorie Logan tells Jimmy Farrell, and vice versa, I'm in love all over again.
did you do? You're better than new, and we're in love, a lover again.
Got a trick of fixing your hair pretty slick.
You thrill me through the clothes that you wear, baby. Even your kiss was never like this, and we're in love, a lover again.
And how we love it.
Even thought we'd cry a separation.
Our romance was growing strange.
When you pulled it back from circulation, the situation began to change.
Here's my heart all over again. Can't we start?
I hope you lift all over again. I just needed a shower. Heavens above, I'm in love all over again.
Yes, Scottish for fair.
Gets no use tearing our hair. We're in love for keeps.
Doesn't it give you the creep?
To know that you,
and you, that you and I are in love all over again.
At this particular moment, Harry Von Zell, our Saucony Minuteman, has a few words of wisdom for you.
The other day, a man asked, why do Saucony dealers clean both windshield and rear window? Well, now, there's a good reason. Because nowadays, your rear view mirror is inside the car. It's almost as important to have clean glass behind you as in front of you. It might prevent an accident. Saucony dealers are famous for their extra services, but none of these services is meant to impress you. Some are for your safety, others for your comfort. And we believe motorists appreciate this friendly interest in their car, as well as the fine products Saucony sells. And wherever you see the sign of the Flying Red Horse, it means friendly service. But my minute's up. Saucony thanks you for listening.
Heard the orchestra playing about 8:45, which means that it's time for us to hear from Virginia Vero, our gorgeous, glamorous, scintillating, seductive...
Johnny, wait a minute.
What's the matter, Virginia?
You oughtn't to talk like that about me.
Why not? Very descriptive, if you ask me.
You make me sound like a circus.
Oh, not at all. And you know, Virginia, you really are something rather extra special.
Oh, nonsense. After all, Johnny... There's nothing different about me. I've always been considered tame. And what this world could do without me is just a shame. Such a shame, yes, 'cause I'm just an ordinary human. You will never find my name within the Hall of Fame. I'm just an ordinary human with an extraordinary love for you. I'll never have $1,000,000. Never see my name in life or climb to social height. I'm just an ordinary human with an extraordinary love for you. Oh, darling, you're outstanding. You're as sweet as anyone could be. Darling, how I love you. But what on earth can you see in me? I'm just an ordinary human. You will never find my name within the hall.
climb to social heights. I'm just an ordinary human with an extraordinary love for you. Anything I say or do, I wouldn't call original love with you. But the things I say to you, though simple in meaning, are right from the heart. I'll never headline in the paper. For a dreamer I must be, or don't blame me, can't you see? I'm just an ordinary human with an extra stupendous, super colossal, hyper terrific, extraordinary love for you.
And now for our sketchbook travel page, as our friend and guide, Chris Morley, takes us on one of his fanciful rambles. All right, Chris, take us away with you.
I've been amusing myself thinking of all the unusual things people collect. Some collect books, pictures, autographs, beer mats, even stuffed fish. Myself, among other increments of chance, collect maps, especially those that cost nothing. Plans of cities, government survey maps, railroad maps, maritime charts, weather maps, airplane maps, even an excellent bird's eye view of the vineyard region of Burgundy are among my treasures. And sometimes I think that half the fun of travel is exploring on the map. Suppose we're going through New Jersey. What is there over there that I'd like to see? It's a state I'm always passing through, but rarely, except in the case of good old Hoboken, have I had a chance to study its romance. Roaming round the map of New Jersey, I observe towns that have all sorts of suggestions. Here's Nutley, for instance. That's the town described by William McPhee in his fine novel Aliens, that not nearly enough people have read. Manasquan, that's where Robert Louis Stevenson visited back in the 80s. Absecon, famous for its big, salty oysters. On the map, I see Stop the Jade Run. What a delicious name for a creek. I've only had one glimpse from a speeding car of the New Jersey Pine Belt, but I remember a country inn on a side road near Lakehurst, buried in absolute silence and meridian aromas of warm balsam. In the hills west of Lake Hopatcong, I see the names Tranquility and Wintermute and Jenny Jump Mountain. And in that mysterious country down along Delaware Bay, I find caviar and bivalve. Then there's even a village in New Jersey called Cheesequake. It's probably small, a mere petit Suisse, but how I'd like to see it. Doesn't our curiosity want to have a look at places like those? Once motoring in Connecticut, I saw a sign on a byroad that said, "To Hickory Kingdom." I had no chance then to turn aside, but I've never forgotten that luring name. What happens at Hickory Kingdom? If we once get the habit of poring over a map for names that radiate, the sport's endless. I like to imagine my car scouting those roads, that divine feeling of not knowing what's coming next. One mustn't know too much. Just pick out a few interesting names on the map and see where they lead us.
And now, in the order of their appearance, the Eaton boys, Marge and Jimmy, and Virginia Verrill join the orchestra and myself in a rather well-known pastime, Chasing Shadows.
shadow, chasing love dreams in vain, while my heart keeps on singing just a lonely refrain. Chasing shadow, all is cloudy above, like a shadow I'm drifting, hoping I'll find my love.
Someday someone will come along and change my lonely song to happiness. Until a doctor fades into the dawn, I'll just go on, I guess. Chasing shadows, just a dreamer am I. Hoping I'll find a rainbow when the shadows roll by.
Saucony dealers are always ready to help you in your travels. They gladly supply not only good maps, but also a monthly publication, Saucony Vacuum Tours and Detours, that gives you up-to-the-minute road information and tells about interesting places to go. People appreciate this convenience, as well as the many others they find at Saucony dealers everywhere. And they know that Mobil Gas, America's largest selling gasoline, must be good. Wherever you go this summer, stop at the sign of the Flying Red Horse for all your motoring needs. There you'll find the same good gasoline and motor oil, the same friendly service that you get at your Saucony dealer at home. Saucony thanks you for listening.
Regretfully, we close the Saucony sketchbook for tonight. If you enjoyed our little pictorial ramble, be sure to come back next week, Friday night at 8, when Christopher Morley, Virginia Verrill, and I will have some new word and song pictures for you. This is Johnny Green saying good night.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
WABC, New York.